today is International Rock Day. Now, we go to a website called daysoftheyear.com.
Yeah.
And we find random days. Like, last Friday was International Chocolate Day.
Yay.
Or Photo Month.
Yay.
And today is International Rock Day.
Which is sort of fitting perfectly with what I've popped up. What's popped up on both our feeds on Facebook recently? It's called Riverina New South Wales Rocks. Now, a good friend of the show, Sheridine, she's sort of behind this. And we were like, because it's International Rock Day, this has popped up during the week. It's all come together. And we want to find out what exactly is involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to do with rocks and painting them and leaving them about the place. But Sheridine joins us right now. Good morning, Sheridine.
Morning, guys.
Now, okay, so Riverina, New South Wales Rocks, what is all this about?
It's all about getting the kids off the screens, giving them something different to do, enable them to learn how to create a rock, and then go out and explore, find a place to hide it, and therefore they're sharing as well, so they're learning lots of new skills.
So essentially, you get rocks, you paint them, then you hide them. How does the whole system work?
Well, basically, just join our Facebook page. Anybody can join it. You paint a rock, take a photo of your rock and maybe the place of where you've hidden it so that people have got a little bit of an idea. People can go and send the kids out so the kids can go and find the rocks. It's a bit like hide and seek. And then hopefully, not too many rocks will stay at home and they'll get re-hidden in another area. You just need to, post all of that on the Facebook. So it's getting the kids off the screen so that the mum's on them.
So, Sheridine, these are literal rocks, like rocks you find on the ground.
Absolutely. Well, I bought mine at Bunnings. for 20 kilos.
So you get a nice smooth rock, you paint it, you take a photo, someone goes and finds it, swaps that out for another one, and they take another one somewhere else. Is that right?
Yep, that's it. Just take a photo, post it on there, and hopefully there'll be a heap of them going around, and it's just a bit of hide and seek for the kids to play and a little bit of fun, get everybody outdoors.
So you've got to paint these rocks as well. Like, you can't just find a rock and then put it somewhere and be like, here's a rock, come find it.
Otherwise, anybody could pick up any rock. That's the whole idea. You've got to get a little creative. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you and I, Claire, we should do a couple of hip
rocks.
Yeah,
we should.
And we'll hide those around the place
as well.
But you got something special happening at Baker's Delight this morning, Sheridine?
Yes. Being International Rock Day, we are going to paint our rocks here at Baker's Delight.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so is there going to be paint down there and rocks down there, or do you need to bring your own?
No, well, you can bring your own if you've got a special rock that you do want to paint, but I will have some rocks here. If the parents want to bring the kids down and want to grab a rock and paint it, they're more than welcome to come along and paint it. The other thing I forgot to mention is we just put the little Facebook symbol on the back of it, Riverina New South Wales Rocks, so that if people find these rocks, they know what to do with it. Like, if they're not on our Facebook page already, they'll go, what's all this about? And then they'll see it, and then they can look it up as well.
That's a great idea
for the Riverina. So the Facebook page is Riverina New South Wales Rocks. We'll hide a couple of hit rocks around the place over the next couple of days. Sheridine, thanks so much for letting us know about getting rocked.
Absolutely. Riverina Rocks.